Hey friends, this is Michael Bohm with Youth Apologetics Training. Today we're going to keep going with this series about Bible contradictions. Is there contradictions in the Bible? No! No, there's not. And so today we're going to talk about another one of these alleged contradictions. We're going to talk about a bronze laver in the Old Testament and how some people believe that the Bible goofed up on the dimensions of this laver, and they don't equal out to pi. When you calculate the dimensions, we're going to get into this. We're going to talk some math, and some of you guys are going to go cross-eyed. That's okay. I'm a little rusty on my math and my algebra as well. That's okay. I was really good back in high school, but so much has just melted away the older I get. And by the way, that was millions of years ago when I was in high school. So anyway, I'm going to try and explain it as best I can. If you guys want to come out to the website, my website, youthapologeticstraining.com, I'll show you the math so you can actually work it out for yourselves. And then you can pull out some rulers or whatever, tape measure, and measure the dimensions of your arm and your hand breadth, because that is what is given here in the Bible. And you can work out the same calculation and find that, wow, God actually did that very well. So anyway, all that to say, we're going to be looking at 1 Kings chapter 7, verse 23. It is a description of some of the things that King Solomon did when he was building the temple for God. And it starts talking about this big bronze laver, this gigantic, I hate to call it, it's like a tub. It's not a bathtub, but although it did carry 2,000 baths, but anyway, whatever the case, it was a giant tub that was used as part of the sacrificial system that the priests were a part of in the Old Testament. I'm not going to get into that too much, but I'm going to go ahead and read this for you so you kind of get a feel for what's going on here, and then we'll talk about it. And so again, this is 1 Kings chapter 7, verse 23, and he made a molten sea 10 cubits from the one brim to the other. It was round all about, and his height was 5 cubits. And a line of 30 cubits did compass it around about. Okay, that was the King James Version. I love the King James, but this would be one of those times when it says it a little funny-like, and you're like, wait, what just happened? All right, we got this big laver, okay? And Solomon is building this laver to these dimensions. Okay, so its diameter from brim to brim is 10 cubits. All right, but if you run a line around the outside of it, it's going to measure 30 cubits. Now, I just planted something in your head that'll come to fruition a little bit later, but the circumference of this giant bowl, this tub, is 30 cubits, but from the inside, when you measure across the diameter, it's 10 cubits. You guys with me so far? Well, here's the complaint. Here is where the alleged contradiction comes in. People look at that and they say, okay, to calculate pi, one must take the circumference, which, hey, we got 30 cubits, and you want to divide it by the diameter, which is 10 cubits. Okay, so we got both of those numbers. If you work that out, you end up with a value of 3, which is not pi, which is 3.1415927, blah, 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 and it keeps going from there. And some of you guys are shrugging your shoulders, and you're like, big deal. I mean, come on. The why would the Bible get that precise and start getting down to the nitty-gritty and trying to calculate the dimensions of this big bowl down to small fractions of a cubit, all right? Why would they go that far? Well, that's kind of interesting. We're going to come back to that concept. And some people just blow off this calculation simply by stating that. I mean, the Bible is not intending to give specific numbers here, getting really precise, okay? And, okay, all right, but this is actually Fascinating. I love this contradiction because it actually is, once you solve it, it just makes the Bible that much more robust, so real, and so amazing. Well, here's how we solve it. We're going to go and look at the parallel account in 2 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 5. It says, "And the thickness of it was an handbreadth, and the brim of it like the work of the brim of a cup with flowers of lilies, and it received and held 3,000 baths." Okay, so we have this giant tub, all right, and the thickness of the tub is a handbreadth. All right, let's talk about this whole cubit and handbreadth thing, okay? A handbreadth is the width of your hand. A cubit is the distance from the tip of your middle finger all the way to the outside edge of your elbow, okay? So from your elbow to your fingertip, your longest finger, that is a cubit, all right? Typically, a cubit is around 18 inches, and typically, the handbreadth is around 4 inches. That's fairly average, but whatever the case, you can work this out with your own cubit and handbreadth, believe it or not. It works out very well. Many people, when they're working out this whole bronze laver problem, they believe that the circumference is from the inside of this bowl. All right, so you would take the circumference and divide it by the diameter, and then of course you end up with 3. But when you read 1 Kings 7, verse 23, you see that they ran a line around it. And so what do we have here? The diameter is from the inside edge to the inside edge. Then we have this handbreadth, and then we have the circumference. Round and about. Now, there's a website out there, ad2004.com. The header on this website says Prophecy Truths. And the author here is Roy A. Reinhold. And he explains it very well. He actually puts the math in his explanation. So I'm going to have some links to his page here on my website, and I'm going to show you some of the things that he worked out. And it's pretty fascinating. So when you work out the math, okay, this is where some of you are going to go cross-eyed. I'm going to go cross-eyed when I try to explain this to you. All right, like I said, pi equals the circumference divided by the diameter. You guys with me? All right, maybe you need to write this down as you're going. but, okay, so in this case, the circumference is 30. If you divide it by the diameter by itself, you end up with, the diameter is 10, you end up with 3. All right? But, so when you work in the thickness of the bowl and you have the handbreadth being part of this calculation, because if you just divide the circumference, 30 cubits, by the diameter, 10 cubits, you end up with a goofy number of 3. When you work in the handbreadth into the equation, you end up with pi equaling 3.1414. Now, I told you earlier, pi actually equals 3.1415927. Okay? So, a little off, but my goodness, that is darn close. And by the way, that's what the author of this particular website came up with by using his handbreadth and his cubit. So maybe he needed to trim his fingernails. I don't know. That is very accurate. I've also heard Kent Hovind talk about this same issue, and he used his own measurements, his cubit and his handbreadth, and again, he ended up with pi as well. So, the amazing thing is here, not only did the Bible get this right, get this accurate, and you can calculate pi by using these measurements, and again, some of you are shrugging your shoulders, rolling your eyes, and saying, so what of it, who cares, but not only does it have pi, not only do these numbers calculate out to pi, and therefore the Bible is accurate, but the Bible pulls this off without using decimal places. The Bible uses these strange measurements of cubit and hand breadth and uses whole numbers that do not have a decimal place, like 30 cubits, 10 cubits, and two hand breadths, or, well, one hand breadth. And yet we're still able to calculate pretty much pi. I mean, come on. Accurate to two parts in 10,000? That's pretty awesome. So again, there is no contradictions. There are many people that think there are contradictions in the Bible. They're not there. They can always be solved by looking at what the Bible says and thinking it through. So there you have it. Now, some of you may have spotted a second alleged contradiction in today's podcast, because, well, there is another alleged contradiction, but I've exhausted the time for this podcast, and I want to solve that in a separate podcast. I'm not going to tell you what it is, because I don't want you to be thinking about it for the next couple weeks until I come out with another one of these. But that will be the subject of the next podcast, solving the mystery contradiction that I just brought forth today. So anyway, come out to the website, youthapologeticstraining.com, and there, guys, you can leave comments and questions. Eventually, I'm going to build in a Bible contradictions section into the website where you guys can go in there, and I intend to have, eventually, an audio library of various alleged contradictions where you can go in there and find a podcast on any contradiction that you've heard about. Look it up, listen to it, and figure things out. That is the intention. It's going to take a long time to get there, but that's what I'm going for. That's what I'm going for here. So anyway, you guys can catch me on Google+, Facebook, and Twitter. And with that, I love you guys, and I'll see you tomorrow.